I think it's Brave by Lana Raffaella. I think it's brave that you get up in the morning, even if your soul is weary and your bones ache for a rest. I think it's brave that you keep on living, even if you don't know how to anymore. I think it's brave that you push away the waves rolling in every day and you decide to fight. I know there are days when you feel like giving up, but I think it's brave that you never do. This is a great little poem for anybody that feels down. I didn't read it before recording it, but yeah, it's a really nice way of saying exactly what I would be thinking about that kind of situation for people who feel really down or, well, who have problems like, I don't know, at the top of my head, breaking up with someone they really, really, really liked, even if it meant giving up on seeing them, or losing their apartment, or losing a job, or anything else. So, yeah, it is brave to keep on living in. It might be hard, and it might not be the most obvious thing, but if you can convince yourself, like me, that you will not be sad anymore and that you will be happy, because there's no point in being sad about something that you cannot change anymore and that will never get, well, better, or that will never change, well, you will find some peace, I think. I don't know. You will find that there are a whole lot of things to be happy or to be grateful about, or be it the fact that it's sunny outside today, so you can take a little stroll outside without having to get your umbrella and get all dressed up in a 5 layers of clothes, even the less is better right now because it's so hot, at least in here in France. Or that there is some people who feel really good, there is some kind of a nice feeling all around because we are the world champion of football, or of soccer, for you imperialist dogs, or anything like that, or I don't know. Find something good, focus on something good, and it might help you overcome some really, really, really difficult time. And if, well, everything, almost everything in our world is controlled by our brains. Like, I know someone who didn't felt any pain after having a small motorbike, in French we call them scooter accident. He had an accident, crashed and ripped off his arm. He did not felt any pain, he did not really realize it, and he came to school like that, with one arm missing, and he only realized what was happening, because he was in shock, when my father told him that he should sit down and wait for the ambulance to arrive, because clearly something was wrong. He was, you know, we sometimes say that someone is white as a ghost, but he was almost literally as white as a sheet of paper. It was so fucking weird, and his side was covered with blood, because of course, even if the shock was pretty intense, it did not cauterize or stop any of the bleeding, so he was completely white on the face and completely drenched in blood on the side. And he actually made it to the hospital and they could save him, but they could not reattach his arm or anything, but he just made it with one arm less. We did not ever really know what was the crash, who crashed into him, or what happened. But yeah, I have no idea why I'm telling this, because I lost my train of thought. But yeah, anyway, I'm gonna stop there, because except from the poem that I started reading at the beginning, I don't know what I'm saying right now. So, well, this little ramble was brought to you by a little mojito made with old Nick. So that might be why I'm not remembering what I was saying. Bye.